And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Lloyd Platson from Sitka Counseling, here to talk about mental health first aid training, which is coming up this Saturday, 8 to 5. Good. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, we have you in often talking about mental health first aid training, and that's because it's a pretty important topic.
Yeah, I mean, the Sitka Counseling and the Hope Coalition and some other organizations in town really feel how important it is to get the information out there to kind of increase the mental health literacy of our community, which in turn reduces the stigmatism that's attached to it, which in turn allows people that may be experiencing mental health issues to seek help. And also, in that terms, that stigma, allow the community members themselves to feel more comfortable. I always think about in the old days how we kind of locked people up if they had mental health issues because we didn't feel comfortable with it, I don't think, so we'd put people away. Nowadays, hopefully we've become a little bit more caring and supportive community and really want to seek out ways that we can help our fellow community members. And I think mental health first aid is probably one of the biggest things that we can do, again, to reduce the stigma, increase mental health literacy, and let people know how to respond to individuals that are maybe developing mental health issues or in a crisis, and then hook those people up to the professional services that we have in our community.
Well, it is 8 to 5 this Saturday at St. Peter's Sea House. Let's talk about the schedule a little bit.
Yeah. Like, as I mentioned, you know, the main goal is to increase mental health literacy, reduce stigmatism that's associated with it. We talk about some of the statistics around mental health, the prevalence of mental health. It's a lot more prevalent than most people probably think. I think people were kind of think back, they probably know somebody in their family or one of their friends that are experiencing some mental health issues. So what we try to do is normalize the fact that mental health issues are prevalent. They're in our community. So we talk about that. We look at specific types of mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, look at schizophrenia, look at substance abuse. With substance abuse, that oftentimes exacerbates mental health issues because people oftentimes may be experiencing depression, might self-medicate. So they might use substances to self-medicate. And then not only have the mental health issue, but then you have the substance abuse issue that comes along with that. So we talk about that. Let's see, what else? Look at all the different types of mental health disorders. We spend a lot of time, I think, on depression and anxiety disorders because they're the most prevalent in our communities and across the United States and worldwide, actually. Depression's actually the number one drain on our health services, people missing work, all that type of stuff. So we focus a lot on depression. And then we talk about how we have this, the mnemonic or the little acronym, it's called LG. Much like, with CPR, you have ways to remember what you're supposed to do first. So like the ABCs or and so with mental health first aid, we have what's called LG. And so the first part of that, the A, is assess for the risk of suicide or harm, because that's always an issue that we want to deal with first. What's the most life-threatening? So assessing whether a person's suicidal or not, no matter what mental health issue they're dealing with, that's the first step. And then listen non-judgmentally is the second one, and give reassurance is the third, and then hook the person up. The E is... I forget now, but I should know this by heart. Well, hook them up to professional resources, mm-hmm. and the last one is self-help and other support services. So we teach people that acronym and how to apply that in different situations. And really the goal is to get people to feel more comfortable in addressing and identifying, how do we identify individuals that may be experiencing mental health issues? And we give people keys to look for changes in behavior, changes in attitude, those type of things. So we spend time helping people identify those type of things also. And then applying it, we apply that LG steps to each of the different ones. So we'll apply it to depression, we'll apply it to anxiety disorders, And it's a really interactive type of a program. We do activities, try to make a point. We try to get people to appreciate what people who are dealing with mental health issues are actually dealing with. So in one instance, we have this activity where two people are having a conversation, another person's whispering in their ear, and to kind of simulate what it might be like if you have schizophrenia or experiencing any level of schizophrenia and hearing voices, how distracting that is for an individual, and then to try to maintain a daily life on top of that. Really to give people an appreciation that, you know, first of all, that mental health issues are very normal. They're very prevalent in our community. They do have an impact on a person's life. We try to compare mental health issues with physical health issues, and how people respond to physical health issues are very different than what we respond to when a person that's experienced a mental health issue. And really, they're very similar. The impact on a person's life is similar. And in fact, sometimes mental health issues have a greater impact because they don't get the support systems that people who are experiencing physical health symptoms. You think about how an individual might, who breaks a leg or has whatever physical ailment, people come over and bring them hot dishes and all kinds of food, you know, and supports them. But people that experience mental health issues, we avoid, partly because of that stigmatism. And really, that's one of the biggest things that I hope people would take away from it, is that mental health issues are prevalent, they affect our communities, and that we as a community have a great potential to reduce the impact of mental health issues, not only in the individual's life, but in our community life also. So that's kind of the focus. I probably missed a lot of it, but...
Have you heard any feedback from prior trainings? What's been the impact on people's lives?
It's been fairly positive for the most part. I think people walk away having a greater appreciation. We do an evaluation after every class, and for the most part, people have found it beneficial to them. They feel like they can use some of the skills that they developed either in their personal life or their professional life. And really, the mental health training is really geared towards, well, very similar to a first aid training, a general first aid or a CPR training, to increase our literacy, to help us be able to respond. So I think people walk away feeling like they get those things, that they have a greater awareness. They feel more comfortable approaching someone that may be having a mental health issue or developing a mental health issue. And then also becoming aware of the resources locally and statewide that they can tap into to provide those services. So I would say probably 90% of the people, maybe more, walk away feeling like it has been well worthwhile. There is a cost to it. It costs $50. The typical cost around the state is anywhere from $75 to $90 right now. And the $50 really doesn't cover. We provide a manual, and we usually try to have snacks and stuff, and plus two individuals' time. Mm-hmm. So that cost really doesn't cover those costs, but we feel like it's so important for the community to have this information and to practice the information and use the information that we wanted to make it as less costly as possible for our community members. So if we could do it for free, we would. And sometimes we may in fact do that. We do have scholarships for people that really want to take the course and really are in a financial bind. We probably won't turn anybody away, but we, you know, again, we have to be able to pay for the resources that we have too. So
this is open to everyone, and how can people sign up? And is there a deadline for registering?
Yes, there is a deadline. In order to get all the logistics put together, we're going to ask people, if you're interested in the mental health first aid coming on this Saturday from 8 to 5, that we'd like to have you register at Sitka Counseling, and the number is 747-3636, and just say you'd like to sign up for the mental health training. We'd like that by Thursday, by 5 o'clock. That gives us Friday to make all the logistics that we need to make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, and this is any community member. This is appropriate for you.
Yep. It's open to the community. We also do, there are some organizations that would like us to come in and do things specifically for their organization because we can kind of tailor it to address the issues that they may have. Okay. And so we can do that also.
Okay. Same number they should contact if they're interested in having a special first aid training.
Yes, 747-3636. Just tell the person that you'd like to find out more information about the mental health first aid or to register for the mental health first aid class.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming down here, Lloyd.
Well, thank you.
We've been speaking with Lloyd Platson with Sitka Counseling. Mental health first aid training is coming up this Saturday, 8 to 5 at St. Peter's Seahouse. Call 747-3636 to register.